Hello, this is Nicola Morgan answering questions from my blog at Help I Need a Publisher. And today's question is from Anonymous. And Anonymous asks, if you're paying for a critique of your work, what should you look for in the reader, in the person you're paying? Does it matter if the person has not had his or her own novels published? And what qualifications should a paid reader have? And the word paid there is important because obviously there are lots of situations where you might get a friend or other trusted person to read your book, your work in progress, and give an opinion on it. But when you're actually paying somebody to do that, in other words, they're acting the part or being a professional critique or a professional reader, then that's very much a different matter, as the question suggests. And the questioner then asks a supplementary question, similarly for people who run creative writing courses. If they have yet to succeed in getting their own novel published, or they've got no obvious experience in the publishing world, are they legitimate or reasonable people to run creative writing courses? And to what extent should you trust them? Should you pay them to teach you something or critique your work? Now, the first thing I'd say is that whoever is offering that kind of service and charging money for it, I sincerely hope that the person genuinely believes that he or she, let's say she for the sake of argument, can do this, that they genuinely believe they've got something to offer. But what I would definitely want to know is what evidence is there that she can do this? And the questioner really is absolutely right to say if they haven't been published, and particularly if they've been rejected a number of times, which doesn't mean you're not a good writer, but it does mean that you in some way have not recognised or not achieved what it is that you need in order to become published. Or if they haven't worked in the publishing industry as an editor, not as a marketer or anything else, but actually as an editor, then I think the question is right to suggest that there's a concern there. And I personally don't believe that in general those are the best people for you to go to get professional work, professional opinion on your work. Perhaps the person has been an English teacher or is a very keen reader. You would hope that they were a keen reader anyway. I don't believe that is enough, because a paid critique is very, very much a different kettle of fish from a personal response from a reader. And you want lots of personal responses from readers, but it is something very, very different that you get if you're going to a proper, good, professional reader. It's also worth saying, however, that there are plenty of published authors who wouldn't be good at giving a critique either, and I'm sure that many of them would admit that, and that's one of the reasons why many, if not most, published authors don't offer that kind of service. And also, there are some people who've worked in publishing for a certain amount of time and are very experienced as editors, who nevertheless would still really only be able to handle a particular type of book. And what I would say is there are no rules about who can and can't. There are no tick boxes that people have got to go through, no qualifications formally for doing this. But I would say, as a writer, given the choice of going to somebody, paying somebody who has had many books published and or who has worked in an editorial capacity in publishing, and going to someone who hasn't had either one of those things, then you kind of think, well, it's a bit of a no-brainer. I would want somebody who's got evidence that they can do it. Why does the person think that she can do it? And what I would suggest is that if there's someone who hasn't had lots of things published or a significant number of things published or has worked in publishing, then what that person should do is offer a certain number of free critiques and use those to get some kind of proof and decent quality, trustworthy testimonials of what they can do. But generally speaking, I would say it's regardless of whether the person should or shouldn't be offering this service because they can do what on earth they want, I would say from the writer's point of view, the person who's going to be paying a significant amount of money, I would say absolutely go to somebody who shows evidence that they can do the sort of work that you're going to be paying for. I hope that answers the question.